For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. All throughout rural parts of our listening area, motorists are probably noticing an increased number of dead deer on the side of the road. Deer movement peaks in late October, lasting into December. Kevin Willis recently met a Hardin County man who found this out the hard way.
Randy Herman was leaving his job in Bullitt County around 7:30 p.m. on a recent Monday night. He got in his car and drove about 200 yards on Highway 62 in Lebanon Junction when he noticed something.
And there was a car coming the other way, and I saw it. I saw the deer in the other car's headlights. And it was just for a brief second. All I saw were legs, really. And then it disappeared. And then I guess that's when it was in the air. It was jumping or running out of the way, and I caught it in the air.
Sitting in a cafe in Elizabethtown, the 35-year-old Herman guesses he was probably going between 40 and 45 miles an hour when the deer hit his windshield. Still, the force of the impact was strong enough to cut the animal in half.
The back half went down the outside of the car, and the front half came through the windshield. And it hit it just at an angle that it didn't set off the airbags or anything like that. It hit so high. It actually hit a little bit across the front of the roof, by where the windshield touches the roof, and it came through right there. And I guess on its way through, it hit me in the face and it ended up in the back seat.
Herman was hit by the part of the deer that came crashing through the windshield. As he sits here 2 weeks after the incident, the left side of his face is still swollen and his left eye is three-quarters red. Herman sustained a fractured orbital bone, broken cheekbone, and damaged sinus cavity. Amazingly, his vision was not affected, despite the glass and deer parts that blew through his vehicle. Herman managed to drive himself back to his workplace, where some co-workers called an ambulance for him. Variations of this story are playing out all over our listening area as white-tailed deer are prepared to hit their peak mating season.
Deer season begins November the 10th. Motorists are more likely to encounter these animals on or near our roadways.
Trooper Jonathan Bivin is the public affairs officer with the Kentucky State Police Bowling Green Post.
Last year, we had almost 3,000 deer-related collisions in Kentucky, with three of those collisions actually being fatal.
Bivin says motorists should especially be aware of deer crossing roads at dusk and dawn when the animals are often feeding and bucks are beginning to follow or chase does. Trooper Bivin says the best advice he can offer motorists is what Kentucky State Police troopers are taught to do if they encounter a deer while driving.
If you see one, immediately slow down. Do not swerve. It actually can confuse the deer about where to run. It also could cause you to lose control of your vehicle, you know, possibly hit a tree or even another car. You know, it's generally, believe it or not, safer to actually hit the deer rather than running off the roadway.
Bivin says you're not advised to honk your horn or flash high beams at the deer. While those actions are intended to scare the animal away from the road, they could just as easily make the deer run faster into your pathway. Back in Elizabethtown, it's hard to look at Randy Herman and say he was lucky. But in at least one sense, he really was lucky the night he ran into a deer in Bullitt County. By not knowing he was about to hit the animal, Herman didn't swerve into the car that was approaching him in the oncoming lane, something that could have led to far worse injuries. Despite having half the animal crash through his windshield and essentially break the left half of his face, Herman was able to put on the brakes and move into the emergency lane without striking the guardrail. Herman was also fortunate that the animal he hit weighed about 80 pounds. He says he works with hunters who encounter deer that are often more than double that size.
They talk all the time how they get a big deer that's 150 pounds or so, and I've seen him laying on the side of the interstate all the time. On my way back last night, there were a couple on the interstate, because I came back on the interstate, and there was a big doe lying there on the side of the road, and it had to be every bit of 180 pounds.
You can see pictures Randy Herman took of himself and his car after he collided with the deer. And a warning, those pictures are not for the squeamish. You can see the photographs at our website, wkyufm.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.